guys all on cocaine or something in here? Vegan cocaine? So, I call this song, "Why Do You Keep Text Messaging Me?" I thought I had escaped your wrath. You said, like, the last 10 text messages that you would stop trying to talk to me and stuff. And I'm not talking about all of you, I'm talking about a person that I'm calling you right now. I might tell you her name. It's a palindrome. Not unlike that other palindrome that's my favorite palindrome, which is what, Bob? That's right. Very similar to poop. Yes, poop is a visual palindrome. And so is my ex-girlfriend's name. I mean, I guess. If you read it, I guess it's visual. So, yeah. I got a text message today that said, I saw your name in the Westward. Trying to be nice and respectful or something. I'll read it to you right now so I don't have to. First one. Wait. It's just about being pleasant and respectful. That's all. We did spend 6+ years together after all. Saw your name in the Westward today. Congrats. I won't contact you anymore. Subtext message me, bitch. You know? Who do you think you are? And then I responded in a series of text messages that lasted, like, it was one text message, but, like, it actually had to be sent 6 separate text messages because it was so long-winded, you know? Like, no punctuation or anything. I could have sent her an email, but I just wanted to respond in the same way that she communicated to me, you know? So I said all this stuff that I had been wanting to say because we haven't really been talking for a while. And, you know, I did this show that was like a big deal show. And she came and she brought the guy who I'd like seen her with the past 4 times I'd seen her, you know. And, you know, and I cited that whole, I cited the whole, part where she says, I can't get back to the one I need. Oh, it's just about being pleasant and respectful. It's not respectful or pleasant. It's disrespectful and unpleasant. You know? So she was almost there. I think her vocabulary is just lacking. Prefixes would be nice. You know? I mean, it's not like she has Down syndrome or something. If she had Down syndrome, I could forgive the lack of prefixes in her subtexts. But what are you gonna do? And then I replied a long reply that, she then replied, I was like, I asked her to stop, like, just giving me simple statements and stuff and actually, like, say what was on her mind, you know, because I said, like, a bunch of stuff that was on my mind. And then she responds, that's ridiculous and you know it. Take some responsibility already. Jeez. Louise. So, it's hard to say, you know? So, and then I texted her back, and like a 3-text, and then no response. And I think I'm okay with it, because I don't know. Okay, in my first text to her, one of the things I said was kind of a compliment. I said, you know, occasionally when I think about you, my penis does get hard still. And I was going to write boner, but the predictive text couldn't predict it. So I wrote hard on, because they're the same thing, basically. And I said, yeah, sometimes when I can get a hard on when I think about you. I said, but the blood that my penis fills up with is poisoned. Because I was wanting to communicate that to her. It was a boner in vain. I don't mind veins in my boner, I just don't want boners in vain. You know? Because, you know, and I've been actually, I'm not bragging, because I don't kiss and tell. But I will. I've actually had some justified boners lately. Seen to their completion. And it's nice. And it's real nice. My biological offerings have been accepted. And I'm reminiscing as we speak. And that's the text message that I'm actually waiting to get. That's the vibration in my pocket that I'm waiting to have. It's from the justified boner. I could call her if I wanted to, but I'm trying to play it cool, you know? But sometimes, like, when it comes to girls, it's hard to know how to play it cool. Like, I was walking down the street today, and I saw this guy walk by me, and I imagined he was gay just by the way that he was eyeballing me, you know? He was totally, like, fingering my butthole with his eyes, you know? And I was like, you know, if I was gay, it would be a lot easier to, like, approach somebody, like, you know, like a guy. Because I think guys are just, like, seeking stuff out, you know? Girls can be so guarded sometimes. Come on, ladies, open up. What's your deal? Why do you gotta play hard to get? So, I don't really know how to end it. This song, or my 6-year relationship, I don't know how to end it. Does it end with an ellipsis? Or does it end with a period or an exclamation point? Because right now it's ending with a question mark. And I guess like an ellipsis is maybe like some sort of there's some sort of potential or possibility to it. With a question mark there might be that too, but I think with a question mark